This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Infinity Sports Network.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Our next coach will be one that holds us accountable and one that makes sure that we're performing to our best, or you're not going to perform at all.
Amerk Sparlings, Mike Danger.
Seth Appert
is going to be a head coach.
That's right.
Gene Battaglia.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Boring.
Complete domination from the Kings. They overwhelm the Warriors 118-94. They end Golden State's season.
Put a stake in the Warriors dynasty.
Lakers win it.
Night two of the NBA's play-in tourney is about the East.
So you got Heat at Sixers tonight, the early game, and then you've got the Who Cares game.
Oh, who cares?
Let's go.
NBA has leveled a lifetime ban on Jonte Porter for gambling.
I am banning Mr. Porter
for life. Life.
USA Basketball confirmed the men's Olympic roster for this summer this morning
in Paris.
Wee.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's happy hour. Welcome into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, we're glad you're with us. If you missed Paul Hamilton talking some Sabres last hour, if you missed some winners from PJ Glass or the host of BetQL's Send It In, you can get both of those conversations wherever you podcast. Just search the Sports Bar. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the free-to-download Odyssey app where we sound our best. Don't forget about our video stream. You can watch the Sports Bar, our YouTube channel, The Fan Rochester, also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. I'm Danger. That's Battaglia.
Funny how, like, some investigations, you take your time. It's investigation. It's a stiff arm. We're doing an investigation. We'll let you know when it's done. But if money's involved.
Yeah. Lots of money.
Yeah.
Not an insignificant amount of money. A lot of money. And look, this is the new world that we live in now, right? The NFL. Do you remember how it wasn't long ago that the NFL, like, fined Tony Romo for doing a fantasy football convention in Vegas just for associating with fantasy football, a fantasy football convention? He was fined. Well, now the floodgates are open. Legalized sports wagering has changed. And there's a lot of money flowing back and forth between the casinos and these sports leagues. What about the integrity of the game? Now, the NFL has moved quick in suspending players who violated their gambling policy. The most notable, Calvin Ridley, missing an entire season for basically being a knucklehead and betting when he shouldn't be betting.
Yeah.
Not betting on football, but just betting.
Yeah. Just you are not allowed to go on these apps. And that's true in the NFL. That's true in the NCAA. Certainly true in the NBA. And I'd say this about the NBA. Of all the sports that if you wanted to kind of swing, I guess if you're a pitcher in Major League Baseball, but baseball, it's just so random. It's hard to hit at that little ball, too. In hockey, it's so fast and so random. And if you don't believe me, hey, we're going to have a lot of upsets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the best team in hockey doesn't always win. I digress. The NBA is the one where, generally speaking, the best kind of rises. And in a league, Danger, that has this load management problem where you have a player like Jonte Porter pulling himself out 3 minutes into a game where he has a tummy ache or something like that, can't play, he's ill, not returning, illness. Then come to find out that somebody placed a bunch of player props on Jonte Porter, all to go under here, that an $80,000 bet would parlay into $1.1 million. Yeah, that bet was never paid out because the casino said, wait a second, why are we going under here on so many Porter props?
Yeah. The world has changed. You could always kind of, I mean, the NBA, it doesn't have a clean past when it comes to this. I mean, we all remember Tim Donaghy, right? And I think the NBA moving as quickly as they did. Let's face it, this was a game. The game that you're describing was March 20th. It's less than a month ago. The NBA moving quickly, swiftly, and today issuing a lifetime ban for Raptors forward Jonte Porter after their investigation found out that he actually was disclosing confidential information to sports bettors in limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games.
Yeah, this is like a no-brainer. You have to kick this guy out. What we are watching, you have to know that it's clean. And anytime there's something, oh, that doesn't look right, no, the NBA will take care of this. They look what they did to Porter. It's not only for us as the fans, perhaps more importantly, who is the NBA and every other, they're all partners with the DraftKings and your FanDuel right. And every other casino. That the last thing you don't want is, hi, it's Congress. Tell me more about what's going on.
The casinos don't want the feds knocking on their door. There's a pretty good partnership happening now between these leagues and the sports books. There's a lot of money flowing back and forth. Everybody wins. Everybody's making money. Everybody's happy. You don't need some player screwing that up. So they move swiftly again to get Porter out of the league, ban him for life, and hopefully their hope would be that 6 months from now, a year from now, we don't remember that this guy even played in the NBA, that we forget his name, that he just gets erased from our memories. But it does, in the NBA, I think more specifically than any other league, it does make me, as somebody who does bet every day, every day I've got some action on something. And you hear me talk about FanDuel all the time. I'm not going to hide from that. I'm not going to shy away from that. I'm not going to I have no shame. I'm going to tell you. I'm betting every day. I've got action tonight. But in the NBA specifically, and I've had these thoughts, and mostly not because of this specific story, mostly because of the load management stories, the idea that some of these players are playing when they really don't want to be playing, or they like wish they weren't playing, or they're just not as competitive.
Zion needs to be Zion.
Right.
Yeah.
Those type of stories drive me nuts. It drives me nuts about this league. So now, knowing that this was happening, when a superstar last week, when Giannis pulls up lame, when he's having a great game against the Celtics, and your hero has money on Giannis to get a triple-double, you heard me. I bet on Giannis, a guy who I've been critical of on this show. I wanted to get the triple-double against Boston, and he pulls up lame with the calf injury. Well on his way, by the way, to a triple-double in that game. Pulls up short and hasn't played since. And now, we know he's not going to play game one in the series against Indiana, I should say. The radar is up. The antennas are up, Gino. I'm wondering how legit NBA injuries actually are. Saw it last night with Zion. Now it's a hamstring injury that's going to keep him out of their next match. Like, how injured is he? Who had money on Zion going over some of these prop bets? I mean, I bet him early. I bet him in the first quarter. Cash that.
Yeah.
But it does draw into question the legitimacy of some of these injuries, which is sad because there are guys that are actually out there competing hard and are injured and can't go. But now you have this dark cloud. You have to wonder, what's really going on?
Yeah, and I know there's some people who would say, well, come on, doesn't the guy deserve a second chance? Can't he go through rehab? And can he? The answer is no. you as a professional athlete know what you're getting into. Dial it even back. When you're in college, you're not allowed to do this stuff.
Right.
This is drilled into your head at the earliest age. So this is why also when you compare all the commissioners, Goodell's Goodell. He's going to make money. We thought Bettman was the worst, but then Rob Manfred, I think, took that mantle. No, people still think Adam Silver is the best commissioner, and this would be a reason why. Boom, that's the decision. Yeah. I am the judge. Here's my gavel. Bam, get out of here.
The Sterling thing was another thing that when we had PJ on with us earlier, he pointed to that there was Swift, and he got rid of him. Zero tolerance for that. You could say that the in-season tournament from earlier this year, that felt like a success. Like, Silver's done some pretty good things.
I would say the play-in tournament is it's fun. Like, we're getting a matchup tonight, not quite, it's not elimination, but the idea that Philadelphia-Miami, that's interesting. The idea that, hey, New Orleans, they could be dropping down, and now they've got to face Sacramento. Sacramento might be able to get in. I like the play-in format here in the NBA.
But with the NBA, and really across all sports, when you're talking about player prop bets, and there's, for any game, any matchup, dozens upon dozens upon dozens of player prop bets. I don't think they ever go away, but you have to know that these are more prone to foul play just based on injuries, based on usage. You know, why are you pulling them? At what point of the game are you pulling this player? Are you trying to get to a certain number? You hear Al Michaels sheepishly say at the end of games, oh, somebody's very happy. I mean, like, not even sheepishly anymore. He just comes right out and says,
Well, this game is over in more ways than one.
That's right.
Like something like that. Yeah, he'll do that. It also brings home the point that where we enjoy this in New York State for recreational purposes, and that's what I would suggest to anybody when you're getting your app here, is that you're doing this for fun and really nothing else. Why isn't every state on board? Like, if you're taking the high moral road, stop. Wouldn't you want to police this stuff? Wouldn't you want everything above board? You get these revelations because it is being monitored. Instead, like in California, we have the feds wasting their time going, like, you would have been able to figure that out long ago, because you know what? Who doesn't like to lose money? FanDuel and DraftKings and everybody else.
Oh, they'll do their part to make sure they don't lose money. They will make it hard for you. If you believe that you're somebody that can go into a casino and take the casino, don't worry. The casino will find a way to slow your roll. I mean, I've seen it happen. You've seen it happen. I'm sure I've been to the casino with a friend who was hot playing blackjack. Hot. I'm
the
telling
relief
you,
pitcher comes
I
in,
am yeah. telling you, this guy couldn't, and he was unorthodox, and they thought he was counting. And they basically, when he kept winning. He wasn't counting. He was just very, very sharp. And he kept winning and kept winning and kept winning to the point where they said, you know what? We see what you're doing. Go. And he stopped. They stopped him. And if you think that that can happen with sports betting, you're wrong. It will happen with sports betting if you get too good at it. Just keep that in mind, that they want to win, and they will win. But you can view it the way I do, as you put it, Gene. It's recreational. It's fun. When you step into the casino, I think most people have the attitude of, well, if I'm going to lose money, at least I'm going to have fun doing it. And for me, if I'm going to lose money on any given night, I'm going to do it knowing I'm having fun watching the game, knowing there's a little bit more involved in it.
Well, and there are a lot of people who can't handle that. And I'm hearing the objection here. Well, obviously, Jonte Porter has a problem. He has an addiction. If he's going to cause it, yeah, he does. And you know what? He can tell others, you know, like, you can, like, reinvent yourself, do something else. But for these games, it's a privilege to work. It's a privilege to be associated in the NBA or any other league. I'm sorry, you don't get a second chance.
I agree.
And for the same reason, we put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. GTFO, Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Go read the Dowd Report. Same reason, okay? Yes, we're a forgiving society. But you can't do that.
Right. You can't get away with it. And he didn't get away with it. And so where does this go next? Look, something to keep in mind here, and we don't deal with this in New York State, but it could be a story, and it could be something that gets escalated. In New York State, you're not allowed to bet on player props for college athletics. But in some states, you can. And the NCAA wants all states to ban prop bets for players. And some, like New York, have. That's something that, you know, the misconduct can start at a younger age when you're playing on a smaller stage, when the spotlight isn't on you. And then the individual players that are, you know, getting paid now with NIL become more more focused in terms of who you're criticizing if you don't hit on a specific bet. I mean, the professionals know it's part of the they know it's part of the gig. It's what you sign up for. You're gonna hear it from fantasy football dork when you don't, you know,
the professionals, right? And if you take money, does that mean you're a professional? I'm sorry, like there are people that work at 18, so like
college athletics.
Yeah, sorry, like yeah, kids today they grow up quicker, and college athletes. Sorry, you made that deal. You don't get a pass. You don't get graded on a curve.
We're not calling them student athletes anymore.
No, stop.
We're calling them college athletes.
Yeah,
college athletes versus student athletes. They're college athletes, and college athletes are making money, so they're going to be the focus of criticism when they don't hit their numbers as well. So the NCAA, if they have their way, college prop bets go out the window, and I wonder if that creates a snowball effect. I don't think it will, because these casinos are making way too much money on player prop bets in professional sports leagues. So that's the big story as we head into tonight's play in action.
Ooh, I do have a little bit of Bills breaking news.
We have breaking news in the sports bar.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
So we've been talking about how the Buffalo Bills have been bringing in these top 30 visitors. So another one we've been talking about here. This name has come up over the course of our conversations with different draft experts. Could this player be a fit for Buffalo? Even though we're all going to nod our head and say it's not a need for Buffalo. The running back position, not a need for Buffalo. But boy, oh boy, if Audric Estime goes to Buffalo, a lot of people will be excited. The Buffalo Bills using one of their 30 visits today. Audric Estime, and if you're not familiar with him, Notre Dame football, between the tackles, it would be a really nice compliment to James Cook.
Yeah, Latavius Murray was in my feed a couple of days ago. I guess he's still out there and wants to stay in Buffalo, has expressed a desire to return. Actually went to Colombia to get stem cell treatments. You see that?
No.
He went to South America to get stem cell treatments to rejuvenate his body ahead of what would be his 12th season.
Here's what you do. You have 90 spots for camp. You welcome in Latavius Murray, because if nothing else, he's a guy that has done this. He will rub off on all these younger players and give him one. How many practice spots? Put him on the practice squad.
I worry that if he's going down to South America to get treatment, like how is he going to pass the policy? Is he going to get through the drug policy? Like what are they injecting? You're doing stem cells in Colombia?
Supposedly that was like what Kobe got too. Like there, you go out of the country for some of this.
Well,
stuff,
you go out of the country because they won't do it for you here. Yeah, but then you come back, you know, how does it affect the substance policy for the,
I'm sure like if you wanted a test, you would, you know, go do this yourself. Like, oh crap, I guess I'm retired.
Yeah. right. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Estime is nice. And you're not hearing about any running backs going early, right? Like the position has fallen so far that a guy that would normally be considered like, Bijan Robinson. Do you think the Falcons got their return on investment for Bijan Robinson? Nah. Remains to be seen, but rookie year, they sure didn't use him the way you would expect them to use a first round pick at running back.
Yeah, if he's there in the fourth round, because remember, the Bills don't have a third round pick.
Yeah.
I could see him there. That would be nice.
I think there's no way he's on the board that late. I think he goes.
I think he's at least the third rounder. Yeah.
I think so. But good that they're doing their due diligence. They're bringing in a lot of good name play. I mean, yesterday we talked about Cooper DeJean, Estime today.
Cooper DeJean, A.M. Sean McDermott. Come on in, Cooper.
Love some Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Former wrestler. Yeah. He has all the traits that Sean McDermott looks for in a player.
Let's talk about that cover one.
Let's get to a round of shots next in the sports
bar. Yeah. The boy... I feel like hockey last night. I felt like, you know, hey, here's the party. You're left out of it, Sabre fans. But interesting night and some things you never ever see that happened last night. Just to kind of, and granted, there's still some games going on tonight. There's one thing that is unique. Unique means one of a kind. That's going to happen in the NHL tonight. We'll tell you about that. We will tell you about the NBA play-in tournament as well. And also this story regarding Trevor Bauer, which I guess we'll kind of pass that along.
All right. We'll get into that. A round of shots coming up. Last call as well. Pull up a stool. Join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Fan, Rochester Sports Update.
Hockey tonight in the Flower City. The Amerks hosting the Toronto Marlies. Must win for Rochester in this regard. If they do, avoid the play-in round. Head coach Seth Thafford says he isn't concerned about any job opening up in Buffalo.
My full focus is on getting us ready to take care of a demanding week, to play Toronto tonight, and to get us ready for the playoffs.
Our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock here tonight on The Fan, Rochester. The Red Wing game today suspended in the second inning against Toledo. At the time, the Wings were up 1-0. They'll pick it up as part of a doubleheader beginning at 4 o'clock tomorrow. On the Major League scoreboard, the Yankees are down up in Toronto, 4-1. Jays leading. They're in the top of the eighth. Mets getting a win 9-1 over Pittsburgh. Baltimore doubling up the Twins 4-2. Milwaukee over San Diego 1-0. Gene Battaglia, The Fan, Rochester.
From the field to the court to the rink, the sports leader is there. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
For me, I'm happy to be back to here. I hope so, guys, too. Yeah, we have like three last games in the regular season. A huge game for us. And we prepare for the best time in the season. Yeah, we have a very good group. We have a couple new guys like came for Europe or the different team. Yeah, like everybody's here. It's like looking for the Calder Cup trophy and just looking for a playoff soon.
No, oh, I like hearing that from Lucas Rucek. Want that Calder Cup trophy.
Yeah.
Fighting for it. He'll be back with the Amerks as they take on Toronto tonight, as you mentioned in your update, Gino, 7 o'clock tonight. You'll hear the action on your proud home of Amerks hockey, The Fan, Rochester. It's time for a round of shots.
Yeah, rare situation in Philadelphia last night. It's a tie game, 3 minutes to go. And Flyers coach John Tortorella pulling his goalie. Well, he had to do something. 1 point for the Caps and not two for his team. That means Philadelphia would be eliminated. It was a double whammy, though, right at that time. Washington scores the empty netter, and Washington's in. But at that same time, Detroit scores with 3.3 seconds remaining in regulation.
Yes.
The Flyers would have been eliminated anyways. Washington gets the Rangers in the first round. Detroit does not get in. So all the playoff teams that are in are in. There are two more games tonight. The doubleheader on TNT has the Leafs and Lightning at 7, followed by the Blues and the Stars. But let's be honest here. The 10 o'clock game tonight, shame on you, TNT. You should be showing Edmonton and Arizona. That's the final game for the Coyotes franchise in the desert before it's widely expected they'll be moving to Utah.
Oh, who cares?
I like some of the matchups in the East, and as I look at them, and I know I'm going to be wrong, but as I look at them, I think chalk I just think chalk when I look at the East matchups for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, how would you define chalk with Tampa Bay and Florida? You're getting that again, and now...
Yeah, I think Florida wins that series.
Okay, I don't...
I know, but I'm only saying that because I think Tampa Bay is just tired. I just think they're tired. They've played a lot of hockey. A lot of those guys are older, and they've played a lot of hockey.
I'll agree with you on the Rangers and Washington. Like to me, like of all the years the Sabres have missed, like... Oh, Washington doesn't feel for real. The Islanders don't feel for real.
Don't get me wrong, Gino. I'm saying it feels like chalk. I know it's not going to be. That's what's frustrating. What's crazy about the Stanley Cup playoffs is that we're sitting here saying, yeah, you know, the Rangers, President's Cup, they should easily. We've seen this movie too many times to know the Capitals are playing good right now. They could beat the Rangers in round one. The eight could beat the one and they could go on a deep run and Ovi could be, you know, a hero once again. Like it's what makes it such a great postseason, arguably the best postseason in all of sports. I like those matchups as they're laying out right now in the East. So I think that's going to be very compelling. Boston-Toronto. I mean, Boston-Toronto.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. What a great series we have to look forward to.
When we talked to Dennis Bernstein, and like I asked him a question, hey, can we get a new format? Because a lot of people asked for that. But it actually worked out just fine in the East. It really did. Like, you couldn't ask for anything better in the
result. And as far as tonight's action, nice game for Toronto, for Austin Matthews. One more goal, and he'll have 70 on the season.
Yeah. Yeah, because probably Tampa will be, you know, laying down, I would think, tonight, right? Resting people. As we've been discussing, Jontay Porter, the Raptors, banned from the NBA for life. Investigation after he disclosed confidential information to bettors, limiting his participation in at least one game. He was with the Toronto Raptors. He bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. Yay. A bettor privy to the information placed an $80,000 same game parlay that featured the unders on Porter statistics, and he would win $1.1 million. In this game back on March 20th, Porter left the game 3 minutes in with a finger quote illness. Mm. By the way, DraftKings never paid out that bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they recognized that right away.
Correct.
Is this the end for the Golden State Warriors? Might be. Well, you could say it's been over for a while. Klay Thompson, due to be a free agent, went 0 for 10 from the floor last night. Charles Barkley might have summed it up best. Quote, sports ain't for old people. Sacramento will now play New Orleans at a win-and-in scenario on Friday night. However, we learned today that Zion Williamson will not be available for this game because he has a hamstring pull, 40 points last night, and now Zion will not be there. So that means the Kings are actually a road favorite against the Pelicans in the playing game coming up on Friday night. Now back to the Warriors, you know, pointing out that play-in games are not technically playoff games. That being said, the Warriors have now missed the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years.
Hmm.
Who knew?
The thing that sucks about the Porter ban and just the actions of one player is now, in the NBA specifically, I'm going to question and judge every injury, every player that pulls themselves out, whether it be Zion or, you know, Joel Embiid is going to be hurting through the course of this postseason. What is his... I want to believe Giannis, certainly. I want to believe you're actually hurt, but I also can't rule out entirely that there's a reason, a financial reason, why you're pulling yourself from the game. Are you really injured? Because now there's precedent. Now we've seen it. I'm not saying they're all Jonte Porters, but there's a chance.
Yankees drawing a little closer. Juan Soto with another home run. It's 4-2 now, Toronto. They're in the eighth.
Soto looks like a different player this year.
Well, this is how he looked in Washington.
Correct.
When they, and then, hey, we're not going to pay you. We're going to send you to San Diego. And he just got lost out there for whatever reason.
Yeah. He's playing the way I think the Padres wish he had played while in San Diego.
Which is funny because if you listen to New York Sports Talk, they've already hit the fast forward button, meaning, hey, Soto's going to do great things. He's going to lead the Yankees to the postseason. What happens in the offseason? It's going to be a bidding war between the Yankees and the Mets, I'm telling you. Here for Juan Soto, are you seeing what he's doing in this lineup?
You know, since you brought it up, Gene, I'm going to say it again. I'm proud of you. You have plenty of opportunity to gloat. You have plenty of Mets are playing well.
They are playing very well.
Like
the Pirates used to be kind of a, hey, we're
no, yeah, the Pirates are a good early season story, I feel like, every year. Now they get off to a hot start. But Yeah, you put up
nine.
Yeah.
Nine times.
And you didn't really say anything other than, you know, mentioning the update.
No, it diffuses, it takes away the power that you and your Catalanas and everybody else there that want to have.
I'm just proud of you for acknowledging that in the middle of April, your team playing well doesn't necessarily equate to your team being good.
I still find as much joy. I'm just not being as loud about it. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And I realize it's April. Now, get back in May or June. I might, we'll see how I'm doing.
Gene, measured. Be measured. Measure your enthusiasm.
Tonight in the NBA play-in round Eastern Conference, 7-8 matchup. This is good. Miami at Philadelphia. The winner is in. The loser must go to face the winner of Chicago Atlanta. 7 p.m. The doubleheader begins tonight on ESPN. Well, let's be honest. Are you staying up at 9:30, 10 o'clock for Chicago Atlanta? Probably not.
I am. Because
daddy has,
money. Yeah. But the thing is, like this Philadelphia team with Embiid on the court, They're just such a better team. They're so good. And when he's out there, he still looks like the best player in the game. I like Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia to kind of sneakily make a run. I think if it is Philadelphia and the Knicks, that's easily like the most compelling first round matchup in the NBA postseason.
A woman who has accused former Major League pitcher Trevor Bauer of sexual assault has been indicted by a grand jury in Arizona on felony charges of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion. Woman allegedly told Bauer to pay her $3.6 million. When that didn't happen, she made a sexual assault claim.
Oh, boy.
Which Bauer says, we should note here, Danger, that this woman, not the same woman that the allegation in California got Bauer that big suspension. There were two other women in California that has nothing to do with this case.
Okay, but this is a case of somebody seeing somebody else get the bag and say, well, I had relations with him as well. Where's my bag? And it didn't happen. She didn't get it.
Yeah, which if you're just reading the headline, like, oh, he must have been innocent. Okay, in this instance, sure, but there's evidence for other things.
I don't know that anybody is innocent in any of this.
No.
It's kind of a gross story all around. Where's Bauer now?
He is out, doing nothing.
Out entirely?
Out entirely. He was doing like a barnstorming tour. There was like a team from Japan that was playing kind of in the spring training.
He did like a gesture or something. Didn't he do something that got him in trouble in Japan?
Oh, yeah, with the samurai sword.
That's
like,
right.
You don't do that. Like that was this time last year.
Right. And that was, I think, the last we had heard from him before this.
Locker cleanout day today in Buffalo as the Sabres. There'll be more guys that are coming through tomorrow. But just passing this along, Danger, we're doing this again. The Sabres, with the 11th place in the conference, 3% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Oh, that's exciting.
Let me do the simulator. It's Montreal.
Montreal will get it. We've got our 3% chance, though.
Yeah. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yep.
Yeah!
Paul Hamilton had an interesting take earlier today. Get rid of Skinner. Like, yes, he scores goals, but he didn't do it as well this year. And just buy him out at this point. If that would leave him on the cap for 6 years, but get the new guys in there. And made a good case to eat the money there.
Jeff Skinner, during locker cleanout today, on Kevin Adams' message to the Sabres.
No one in here is satisfied. Everyone is disappointed with the result and frustrated with the result. And I think moving forward, you use that as motivation in whatever way you choose. Kind of, I think every person deals with that kind of thing differently. But I think there's no shortage of motivation and urgency for guys in this room to play up to our standard and to keep raising that standard.
What was Kevin's message to you guys today?
I mean, I think to me, it's kind of what I just said. I think, and again, it's if you want the message from him, I think you probably got a lot of it yesterday. I'm sure he'll speak again, but it's up to each guy to take kind of what they take from it. And I think it's about raising the standard and playing up to that. I think that obviously we know we fell short of that, and no one's happy or satisfied with that, and now it's up to us to correct it.
Boy, Hamilton, I mean, look, Skinner's saying all the right things there, and you love what he's saying, and you hope that it actually gets, you see the actions match up with his words. But bold of Paul Hamilton to make that suggestion. Yeah. That's a strong take that the Sabres should buy out a player that's essentially dead weight, eating up a roster spot, doesn't play both ways.
You have lots of cap space.
Right. Right. And move on from him just because you can't deal him. No movement clause.
Yeah.
That would be a move. That would be a move if Kevin Adams pulls that one off. Great stuff from Paul Hamilton last hour, talking Buffalo Sabres. Great stuff from PJ Glasser, giving you his favorite plays from the NBA postseason. You can hear both of those conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out the Sports Bar. That includes the free-to-download Audacy app, AUDACY. Look for us on Apple. Look for us on Spotify. Wherever you pod, the Sports Bar is there. Last call is next at 866-4326. Pull up a stool and join us. We'll get you teed up for tomorrow afternoon as well. 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Boy, these top 30 visits the Buffalo Bills keep conducting with the NFL draft a week from tomorrow. I mean, look, if you're a fan of the run game, seeing Estime in there, that's got to get you excited. If you're a fan of wrestling, well, then I'm sure you're excited that Cooper DeJean took a visit.
Look, it's very simple. The Bills got a second rounder next year, move up for Brian Thomas in round one. Mm. In round two, my gosh, I didn't think Cooper DeJean would be there. And then round four, you get Estime.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. None of that will happen, by the way.
That's an easy thing. Yeah. We'll talk more Buffalo Bills and Bills draft tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Bills-centric show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
We're going to hear from Bean, McDermott, Josh Allen, some other players.
Yeah, this is the week where, well, this is the last time we'll hear from anybody for the draft. And by the way, why Allen tomorrow? Because they're all in town. It's OTA time. And this is the first time we're actually going to have the head coach. We're going to actually have the quarterback. Hey, you know, Diggs isn't here anymore.
That's right.
Like, we'll get the comments there. And ding, 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 ding. I'm sure
Yeah.
It'll be.
We wish Stefan well. No, you really don't. We'll keep him accountable. So we'll get some McDermott McLies. We'll also get the thoughts of Matt Parrino. Normally joins us on Tuesday. We had a Sabres press conference yesterday. Maybe you heard the coach got fired. Matt Parrino of the Syracuse Post-Standard, the Shout podcast. We'll talk some Buffalo Bills at 3:25 tomorrow afternoon. And then joining us at 4:25, News 8 sports director Thad Brown, stops by the sports bar with some of his pre-draft thoughts for the Buffalo Bills.
All right, so today, well, Diggs, we're still waiting for Diggs to talk to Houston, but today, number one draft pick of the Indiana Fever introduced, Caitlin Clark. You want to hear some creepy audio?
If you have it, I'll listen.
Yeah.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So, what question is?
Start doing what that
did,
to me.
What did she do?
I guess that's her thing, saying you like that. And so Greg Doyle from the Indiana Star was saying, hey, you like that? You can do that to me. Like, no.
Dude, you have a job to do. Why are you getting all chummy with Caitlin Clark?
Right.
That's weird. Creepy. Ugh. I'm sure the visual makes it even more creepy, but just hearing him say, you could do that to me anytime or what? Like,
yeah. No, you don't. You don't say that to any woman.
That's kind of strange.
It's like,
yeah. Be a professional. Jesus. Well, she got introduced to the media today.
Yeah. So she was up there doing her thing.
Okay.
By the way, Rashid Rice, he's nothing to see here. He's at OTAs for the Chiefs.
So. Oh, he's there in person. Yeah. Interesting.
In Texas, actually, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Sorry. Misread that.
So he's doing it virtually, right?
Yeah.
Through Zoom. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode here in the Sports Bar. Again, if you missed any of today's show, Paul Hamilton talking to Buffalo Sabres last hour from WGR. Fantastic stuff. Locker cleanout day. And the Sabres now in search of a new head coach. Hamilton doesn't think it would be Lindy Ruff, that Lindy Ruff would be a good idea. Well, kind of in the same school as you. It's like, when has that ever worked?
Yeah, like that is a Buffalo thing. Let's bring back Pat LaFontaine, Marv Levy as general manager. Like, well, let's move ahead.
PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In, was fantastic in the 3 o'clock hour. Not only sharing his thoughts on the Porter lifetime ban in the NBA, but also giving us some winners for tonight's play-in round and a look ahead to the first round of the NBA postseason. If you missed either of those conversations, you can find them now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out the Sports Bar. We'll also get our entire show up for you. You can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed at your leisure. Don't forget to download the free-to-download Odyssey app, AUDACY, and you'll never miss a minute of the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you checking out the stream as well. Thanks for checking out the YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester and the stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. We are your proud home of Rochester Americans hockey. Tonight, Toronto, the opponent at Blue Cross Arena. Significance being if the Amerks win, they avoid that play-in round in the AHL. So let's lock down at least that 3 seed with a win tonight.
Yeah, make Toronto go to the play-in round.
Correct. The Marlies, the opponent. Don Stevens will be by just after 7 o'clock with the call. Amherst Marlies, and we'll be back tomorrow afternoon to recap that as well, starting at 3 o'clock. JR Sport Brief on the way next. Thanks for listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.